Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Iron Sharpens Iron. This is Evangelist Mary Scott, and I am coming before you today with our 1,425th episode. Bless God, and I want to decrease for a moment and ask God to increase in me. Lord, I want you to take this vessel, this body of clay, Lord, and these lips, God, mold them, that words will be spoken that may touch somebody, Lord, that may change a heart, that may save a soul, God, that may just encourage somebody. And I ask you, Lord, to let some response, God. Let us talk together, God. Let us embark and learn more of you, that we may have more fuel to go out into the world and be fishers of men, God. I thank you for decreasing in me, that you may increase in me, Lord, that somebody's soul may be touched and saved. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And today I want to come with, I'm not going to be before you long because he didn't give me much. So when I was, you know, studying and trying to find out what God wanted me to talk to you about, I came with the question that I posed that says, are you plugged into God? And, you know, with things going on around us today and this time, you know, it's good to be connected. It's good to be connected to a power source that is all powerful. And it's things that make you think, you know, simplistic things that happen in our everyday life that make you think, am I plugged in? Am I connected to God? So what I wanted to say first off is, you know, when you plug into God's power every day, are you plugged into the power source? By doing this, you know, unity in God's church is dependent upon the members being plugged in and unified on one accord. So it is so important that we plug into God's word daily so that we can be refueled and have the right mentality for our lives. And I'm not going to try to rush through this. I don't have a long word for you today, but I don't want to rush through it and, you know, and just speed through it, because I want somebody to talk back to me. Maybe you can tell me something that will enlighten me and give me a little nugget to put in the bucket that will carry me a little further, that I could regurgitate it through the week or through the next 2 or 3 weeks until we meet again. So I'm looking for some participation tonight from my listeners and from my audience. Talk to me. Let's talk together. So I'm going to slow down and I'm going to take my time, because I tend to get excited when I'm talking about things that God has been showing me or dealing with me with, and then I get to going really fast, and when I look up, I'm done, and I'm like, oh, okay, I could have slowed down and did it different. But I'm going to try to slow down today. So as I was saying, you know, it's important that we plug into God's word daily, that we can be refueled and have the right mentality for our lives. And when we forget to plug a cell phone in into the power source, it's going to be powerless. And when I think about it, when I was thinking about this, I think about, I think 3 times to my recollection that my cell phone has ever gotten so dead that it literally powered off. I never let my phone get that low. But then I was thinking, do I let my spirit man get that low? Do I refuel him like I refuel my phone, like I power my phone? Because if my phone gets to like 20%, I'm looking for my cord. I even have gone as far as to buy the power bank chargers, and I bought 4 so that I can have one in the car, I can have one in my room, I can have one in my business room, I can have one in my purse, and I don't plan to be unconnected. I don't plan to be disconnected. I don't plan to be powerless. And so I made the special precautions and efforts to make sure that I keep the power close by and charged up. Because if I use my power bank, if I'm outside and I'm not near an outlet, like a doctor's office, and I use my power bank like clockwork before I go to bed, I recharge that power bank to a full battery again, and then I put it back in my purse so that the next time I need it, I don't even have any doubts that I empowered. I got power instantly right here where I need it. And that's how we should be with our souls and with our spiritual being and our spiritual characters, with our connection with Christ. We should never let it die. We should never let it get so low that we dragging, or that we just feel unconnected, or we just almost can't lift our heads up. We should never get that low, because like I said, my phone never powers off from being powerless. I get the 20%, I'm charging. As a matter of fact, one of my phones, I overcharged the battery. I didn't even know that you could overcharge the battery. But when you overcharge it, then it stops keeping a good charge, so it dies faster. And I said, why does phone keep dying so fast? And I just charged it because I was letting it charge all night long, but I was overcharging it. But we can't overcharge our bodies. We can't overcharge spiritually. So that's the one difference. But, yes, my point to that was I don't let my phone get but so dead before I'm looking for a charger. So we should feel the same way in our spiritual walk with God. So when I say if we forget to power it up, we become powerless. However, how many of us forget to do that? Not me. I know I didn't. I don't. As a matter of fact, I have overcharged, like I said, my phone because I left it plugged in too long. Overcharge it with just maintain. I don't let my phone get below 20%. So I've made up my mind, I'm not going to let my spiritual man also go draining and be lacking, because I need to recharge him as well. So spiritual charge is being plugged back into God through regular prayer, daily prayer. I mean, I asked God recently, remind me, God, to pray to you, because usually when I wake up in the morning, I do pray every day, and I pray continuously through the day. But the first thing I was doing, and I'm going to be transparent. The first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I look at my cell phone to see what time it is. And then if I look and see what time it is and I see that there's a message, first thing I do is I open that message. Now I'm reading messages. Now I'm reading texts and you know, stuff off of Messenger. And then I will catch myself and say, I'm sorry, God. I put the phone down, face down, so that I'm not distracted. And then I tell him, thank you. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for the activity in my limbs. Thank you, God, for being closed in my right mind. Forgive me, God, for not thinking of you first before I even picked up the phone to see what time it was. It don't matter what time it is, because he opened my eyes and I was here again. So I asked God continuously to renew my spirit man, to put you first. And he's been doing that. I have gotten up and went to use the restroom and be in the restroom and say, oh, thank you, Lord, you reminded me. And I pray right there. So we have to take those extra measures and those necessary steps to make sure that we don't lose spiritual power. So when we go through regular prayer, we go through Bible study, because that Bible study is when we can ask questions and get that spiritual knowledge so that our spirit man will grow. That's another source of recharging. So through prayer and through Bible study and through fellowship, make time to build our spiritual relationship first, because that's the one that matters first. If you build your spiritual relationship, and I'm speaking about me first too, I am not anything I say to you was for me first. Building that spiritual relationship first is what's going to put everything else in its rightful place. And so I have been diligently working on correcting myself with putting God first. Even when I have certain thoughts through the day and I say, that was not you, God, I apologize. Please forgive me. Rebuke that. And then I would pray a prayer that goes the opposite of what I knew was not God. So I've been training myself to get that spiritual charge and that connection going with God. God provided a solution for our lost relationship. Jesus Christ came to do what we could not do for ourselves. Having a relationship with Christ is simply coming to the place where you understand and accept that the Bible is true when it talks about who Jesus is and your need for him as your Savior. Jesus, there is no magical process needed to enter into a relationship with Christ. There's nothing magic about it. Like I said, you just have to put the effort in, like I was doing, correcting myself. self-correction. And I tell people all the time, growth is when you can stop. Nobody's going to change overnight. We have habits that, look, my mom used to say, anything you do for 21 days becomes a habit, good or bad. That is pretty much accurate. So what I started doing, and I tell people, it's okay if we make mistakes and if we want to change something, because it became a habit. Habits have to be broken. But if you start doing something that you know is not right, guess what? Stop right there and say, "Ooh, that is not godly. God forgive me." And then correct it and do it the correct way right then. And that's how we start to begin to grow spiritually. So I've been practicing that for myself. So when, you know, you ever wonder why your faith isn't flowing or get weak? You ever wonder why your faith isn't growing? Why your faith seems to be not doing what you expect it to be doing? Because we have to take this opportunity and the time daily to talk to God, commune with God, ask God to do this for us. And he will. If you have a true desire to be connected, I was thinking on the flower. I didn't write this in my notes, but I was thinking when I was taking my notes that the plant, the leaf is connected to the stem, and the stem is connected to the root. And the root is in the ground. So the leaf lives because the nurturement comes through the root, up through the stem, and disperses in through the leaves, and then to, if it's a rose or whatever type of flower it is, but it's connected, and it's all connected in order to live. And that is what I thought about when I was doing my notes and studying this lesson, because we have to have a connection in order to live. So I was like, yes. This is why our faith dwindles. This is why it's not flowing. Faith, you know, our faith is not flowing the way it should be, because we have to get a better connection. We could have a connection, but it could be a weak connection. You ever look at your phone and it says strong connection, weak connection, or you got one bar and you go somewhere else, now you got four bars. You know, you have a weak connection. It don't mean you ain't connected. It just means it can be strengthened. And so have you ever changed the light bulb or call the television repairman only to find out you simply weren't plugged in or not properly connected? This is how our spiritual walk is as well. We can have a connection, like I said, but we cannot be sometimes properly connected or fully connected. Sometimes the light, my lamp would go off in my living room and I'd say, oh, Lord, I got to shorten that cord. And the cord would just simply come out just a little bit. You couldn't even tell, but it wasn't fully pushed into the outlet for it to get that supercharged, that full potential of the charge that's flowing through the socket. So we can have a connection, but it has to be strengthened. So, again, we have to work on doing that. Don't go through life like that. This is no time to be disconnected. Get plugged in and see God's energy bring good things to light in your life. If you're not plugged into God, your faith cannot be flowing. It can't be flowing fully at its fullest potential, because it is God that sustains us in our faith. If you're not connected, your faith is not maturing, because it is God who gives spiritual growth and knowledge. John 6:63 in the NIV version says, "The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they're full of the Spirit and life." Run to God daily and make sure you're plugged into God by prayer, reading scripture, and by basking in his presence, which is worship. That also will get you refueled and rejuvenated. Spend time with God, because that is the most important relationship you'll ever have. And I was thinking, you know, this is how I try to teach my granddaughters and my grandson about connecting with God. You know, they went to Walmart one day with their mom, and they saw a man, an older man, had passed out in the parking lot, and they were working on him with CPR, and he wasn't responding, and they had been working on him for a while, and somebody in the parking lot was like, "He's gone, he's gone." And my granddaughter was like, "What can we do, Mom?" And her mom said, "All we can do is pray." And she said, "We need our grandmom here. We need my grandmom here." But I'm teaching her, grandmom is not going to always be there. Grandma may not be around you when you're in school and you have a situation, or you might have a test, or something may hurt you. And I teach my children, pray, because you have to learn to get that relationship and build that connection for yourself. it's the best relationship you can pass on to your children and grandchildren. As obedient children, let yourselves be pulled into a way of life shaped by God's life and a life energetic and blazing with holiness. Found in 1 Peter 1:14-15, as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. Don't slip back into your old ways of living to satisfy your own desires, because you don't know any better. You didn't know any better then at the time. But we're learning to do better now. My mama used to say, you learn better, you do better. And that's what we have to do. Have you ever felt down, depressed, sad, lonely, full of despair, and listen to a gospel song or hear a good word and talk to an encouraging friend or a stranger, because God has sent a stranger up to you that will encourage you or give you exactly what you need at that moment, and feel suddenly lifted, energetic, happy, alive, rejuvenated, or encouraged? And that's because of the power, anointing of God flowing, the Holy Ghost currency is what I call it, the Holy Ghost currency. So even a restless night, I used to play gospel music on CDs on repeat, and my spirit man would awaken energetic and like full of energy. I mean, I would be cleaning everything and just doing everything, because your spirit man has been awakened and been refueled. My spirit, there was a connection even before my physical body would awaken. My spirit man was connected and agreeing with the word or gospel playing, and feel so refreshed and energetic. I have awakened to preachers on TV from my sleep, agreeing spiritually, and couldn't go back to sleep because I was so fueled and connected, just powered up. What do you do when you find yourself disconnected from God? Do I have any listeners out there that would like to chime in and say what they do? Because what you do may not be something I thought to do, and it may help the next man out there that may be feeling like, what do I do when my spirit is, feeling disconnected or low or just, sluggish, if I would say. I read the word. I pray and wait for answers, because prayer is a two-part process. We just go in there and fall on our knees and tell God what we want, and then we jump up and think we prayed. We have not prayed. We have done a partial prayer. Prayer is when you sit down and you talk to God. First of all, you don't need to go to him and ask him for nothing before you reverence who he is and what he already done. Then you go to him probably in lieu of somebody else or yourself. But then sit down and be quiet and wait for him to answer, because he will. And then you worship. Worship is a way of refueling. Sing and listen to gospel. Singing, since I found out singing was a weapon, a warfare weapon, and that when we sing it out loud, not even whether we can sing or consider ourselves a songstress or anything, he said make a joyful noise. And singing combats the enemy and tears down, destroys walls. Because, I read something the other day on my Facebook that said, when you defeat something, it has an opportunity to come back for a rematch. But if you destroy something, it's destroyed forever. So we need to stop defeating stuff and start destroying stuff. And the way we can do that is if we are powered up, refueled, and connected, plugged in to the source, the main source. And fellowship, connect with others, saints, and draw their strength. Sometimes you can be so overwhelmed and that you don't even feel like you can pray for yourself. That's why you got to have a buddy system. Drug addicts, when they get in the rehab, they buddy them up with somebody so that when they feel like they want to use again, they call their buddy to talk them out of it. We need a buddy system in the kingdom. We need to call somebody and say, look, girl, I can't even pray for myself. Or look, pastor or bishop or elder or whoever can get a prayer through and say, look, sometimes you ain't even got to do that, because sometimes the spirit that's connected will already have them praying for you and they won't even know why. Because if you ever hear something, a preacher can say something, and then you go somewhere else and another preacher say the same thing but may have slightly said it different, and then you pray or God will speak to you and tell you something, and then you hear it again, that's because when everybody is connected to the same source, the same Holy Ghost, the words ain't far off. It's basically the same word. It's just being delivered in a different form. So we were not made to create energy, but we were made to be connected to the energy. And God's power is more than enough for us, like he said in 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, your grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, you know how you're connected to the power source? When you have a power connection service, and all you have to do is connect something. For example, there's already power supplied to your house, but you in the dark. So you call the power company and explain to them that you can't see, you're in the dark. But they say your house has power currency flowing from the main power company to your house. So they say, ma'am or sir, you have power connected to your house. We don't understand why you're in the dark. But guess what? All you had to do was eliminate the darkness by plugging in a lamp or flipping the switch. But you had to do something to get something. You have to plug in. You have to switch. Switch up the things you're doing that may not be, that may be hindering your blessings. That's the switch in the spirit. The switch on the wall is going to take you out of darkness instantly. But if you take it over to the spirit realm, you have to switch up some stuff you're doing. You got to switch some people out to life. You might have to switch some places that you have been hanging at or going to or frequenting. So we have to do some switches because we in the dark because what? We just didn't plug in or we didn't connect. So all we had to do was plug it in or switch the switch. There is power already flowing within you. Just had to create a connection. Something spiritually, when you have Christ living on the inside of us, we have to tap in to the connection through prayer and reading and worship and fasting, and then we can feel the power flowing and activate your Holy Ghost. I don't know if anybody wants to chime in. Chime in at any time, and let's talk about it. Moses was an example that I looked up. Moses showed great connection. He obeyed God's orders despite personal dangers and overwhelming odds. God worked tremendous miracles through him. And Moses had great faith in God. Even when no one else did, he had strong faith because he was connected. Job, he was connected. He trusted that despite his overwhelming grief and loss and sickness, God was going to make a way and make it better. You can't have that kind of faith without being plugged in at all. Abraham never doubted God when he was asked to sacrifice his son, Isaac. In fact, he didn't tell anyone because, you know, if he'd have told his wife, Sarah, she'd have been like, all I went through to get that boy, and then he'd have had another problem on his hands. But he kept it to himself because he wanted to honor God and he wanted to be obedient, and God knew he was obedient. So that's why at the very moment he was getting ready to sacrifice Isaac, he created a sacrificial lamb to take the place of. But because people will find a way to try to talk you out of it or just plain old discourage you in your obedience. Just as Abraham was about to carry out his orders, God stepped in because he knew he was faithful and obedient. God provided a lamb for the sacrifice instead. But you can only trust God and walk in obedience when you're connected and have power. The widow woman, Moabite, I think I'm saying it correctly, the Moabite woman in the Bible that was told by Elisha to gather empty jars for oil, she even borrowed some, and the oil flowed until the very last vessel was filled with oil. Then the supply stopped. God gives us just what we need and how much we need and in abundance, but her obedience and connection activated the blessing. A woman once said at our church, she said, she said something that I never forgot. She said, you better know that you know your relationship with God is what you say it is, because you don't want to think it is, and something tragic happens, and you find out it's not. And it changed me forever, because I thought about that for years, and I said, you don't want to be saying to people what kind of relationship you got with God, and you really don't. And then something happens that devastates your whole world, and then you find out you really didn't have the relationship you thought you had. You better know that you know that you know. See, the loss of a spouse, a child, or a parent is devastating, but being able to praise through shows you're plugged in and that you're connected. So I implore you. I thought that this was awesome, that, you know, the word that God gave me. We got to get plugged in, especially in this day and age with all of that's going on around the world today. And then I came across this prayer that said, gracious God, you truly are the source of life. Be praised forever and ever. Thank you for the gift of life. Enable us to receive it with awe. And we want to stay in your grace. Empower us through your Son and make us blazing with holiness in Jesus' name. So we want to work on getting our making sure we're plugged in and getting our power source refueled. You're meant to shine, and your faith is meant to flow, and your life is meant to be blazing and energetic with holiness. All this is yours free of charge if you just remain plugged into God, because God is the source of life. And so that's all that he gave me. But anybody that wants to chime in, you know, comment, you know, share something, this is the time and the opportunity I'm leaving open for you to do so now. And then we can go from there. But if not, then I'm going to give the call of salvation, and we can call it a night, because that's all God gave me, and I'm not going to try to make up some stuff to go along with it, because that was powerful enough for me to eat on and savor and get fed on and practice. That's something else I can practice until the next time we come together. So if nobody wants to call in or okay, go ahead.
Amen. I just want to thank you for that word and for encouraging us to remember that we got to check our connection, check our fuel levels, check our Holy Ghost, what do I call it, our Holy Ghost spiritual tank, our fuel tank. Make sure that we're on F and not running low to E, or, you know, doing like I used to do, get down to a quarter tank, and I'd be like, I can make it back to Philly on this. I just bless and praise God for reminding that we don't have to flow and lack, that we should be flowing and overflow. Because like you said, Psalms, the 23rd Psalm tells us that he will anoint our head with oil, and that he will prepare a banquet table in the presence of our enemies. But the part that I love is that our cup will overflow. So if we keep going back to the station to get that fill up, we can stay in the overflow status. Amen. And you were asking that we go about just restoring it, and you were naming everything I do. Turn, you know, just have the gospels playing as I'm sleeping, or gospel music playing as I'm sleeping. I turn the scripture on and just let the word play as I'm sleeping. But the other thing that I do, the most important thing I do when I know that I'm trying to re-energize myself spiritually, I cut my body off. It ain't personal. I don't have an attitude. I'm not upset. I just need me and God time. I need time to be with the restorer of my soul, the lover of my soul, my redeemer, my savior, my best friend, my brother, my mother that's closer than any mother. I need me and him time. So if you find yourself sometimes running low and you're like, well, I'm praying and I'm seeking him and I'm... Sometimes the problem is we got to cut off all those outside interferences. Amen. We got to cut off the TV, the radio. We need to cut off our cell phones. We need to cut off our children, our grandchildren, our aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews. And I don't mean cut them off like you don't talk to them, but you know what? I got to go before the Lord. I'll see y'all when I get back.
Amen. Yes.
So I just thank you for that and to share, you know, that extra little step that I do, and that is sometimes you got to tell people, I talk to you when I come from off the mountaintop. I bless God for you, Evangelist, and thank you for letting me share.
Yes, girl. You said something. Yeah, that's powerful because, you know, something came up as confirmation on my Facebook like a week ago, and it said, because I felt bad that a couple of my friends had kind of like fell off and we don't talk anymore, but I knew that they weren't for me anyway, but my personality always wanted to see the good in somebody, and I keep trying to make this relationship be something that is not. And something came up on my Facebook last week that was confirmation that said, when people walk away, it's not always a bad disconnection. Sometimes it's a spiritual disconnection, and you need that, and they're not going where you're going. So you can't fly if you got dead weight. Even the eagle plucks the dead feathers off. So that is very true. And we just need to be more mindful on what we need to do to soar, like the eagle. I read on my Facebook that the only bird that attacks the eagle is the crow. He sits on his back and pecks at his neck to annoy him and tantalize him. But the eagle don't even take the energy to fight the crow. He don't try to get him off his back. He don't try to fight him. He don't even look at him. All he do is take off flying. And the higher he go in altitude, it takes the oxygen away from the crow, and the crow eventually falls off. And that's what the moral of the story was. Don't waste your time fighting crows. Just soar. Spread your wings and keep going higher. And that's, you know, I need all of those things that come to me as nuggets so that we can just do better and keep growing. And I'm excited about it because I need to keep growing. And I see where sometimes I get a little lack. Some days I'm real energetic. A couple of months I might be old, on fire, and so energetic for God and bubbling over and so excited. And then some months I'm just like so drained. And I'm like, Lord, I can't even pick my feet up. I can't even get out the bed. And we got to just, those are the months I throw my feet off the side of the bed and say, but I'm getting up, because we have to fight through it, work through it, pray through it, worship through it, and whatever else we got to do through it, but get through it. Because if he bring you to it, he'll bring you through it. And that's what I encourage myself with. So I praise God for that word for me. And I'm glad, and you write about it. You hit some points that I didn't even see. So that's why I said we can all encourage each other, each one teach one, and band together. I got a group of women, you know, when I was going through with my daughter and the stuff I'm going through in the court system with her, I got a group of women that we get on and we pray every other day. We pray, we sing, we share scriptures. Everybody comes with a scripture. Somebody might say a scripture that's really meant to get you through your thing. And that's what we have to do. We have to acknowledge God and pray our way through. And I just thank God for that, because if we don't do these things, we will truly run out of gas and fall off by the wayside. So with all of that being said, I'm going to say the call to salvation. And then I'll turn it over for the announcements. But I am blessed to be here again through God's strength and his, you know, abilities. And I'm just glad to be able to share something that he shares with me to strengthen me and enlighten me. So if anybody out there wants to learn how to be refueled or learn how to be closer to God and get connected and plugged in, then, you know, say these words. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. That's acknowledgement. That's the first thing you have to do.
I know that I'm a sinner.
Yes, I'm a sinner. And I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins.
I
rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust you and follow you as my Lord and Savior. And Romans 10:9-10 says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. And if you said that prayer today and you meant it with your heart, you are saved. Get yourself a Bible-based believing church, even if it's online, even if it's just Purpose Kingdom, and tell somebody what you did. And that might encourage them, you know, to keep going. Everybody fishes them in. And I am blessed, and I just love the platform here, and I just love being able to encourage God's people. And I'm going to turn it over for announcement.
Yes, real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcements. And what a beautiful word tonight that we have we heard. And I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode, whether you're, no matter where in the world you are, no matter where you're at, we just thank you and we just appreciate your support. We should appreciate you just telling someone that we are here and on Purpose Kingdom Network via Blog Talk Radio. We just thank you so much. And let's just go to the announcements. This is a part of the Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'd like to thank everyone for just joining us. And if you want to contact us here via email at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. You can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello. You can send a prayer request, or you can just let us know you turned your life over to Christ, and we greatly appreciate that. And we are also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom, where you can do likewise. We invite you to like us on our Facebook page at Purpose Kingdom, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And, man, does Pastor Toy do a great job on advertisements. Just feel free and just take a peek and just look at our advertisements for upcoming shows and also our upcoming announcements. And we just pretty much, enjoy and just like spreading the joy for those that share with their friends and family members. Anytime you want to hear any of our past broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we greatly appreciate those that share with their friends and family members. Okay, and tomorrow night, if God's willing, God's blessing, we hope you join us at the 9 p.m. hour for Let's Talk About It. And that's going to be hosted by Sister Adrian, Sister Janice, and Sister Tylene. And please feel free to share that information with your friends and family members. This is going to be a good show tomorrow night. So once again, it's going to be Let's Talk About It at 9 p.m. hour. At the 9 p.m. hour. And stay tuned. It's going to be a good show. All right. And, with that being said, we are making our own endeavors on May 9th is our initial launch. 4 years ago where we started Purpose Kingdom Network, and now we're going into new endeavors where we are starting up our own broadcast station. Yes, we are. Our own broadcast station. And, just stay tuned for, all of the details and everything, but it's going to be a 24-hour broadcast of Purpose Kingdom Network with music and our very own shows. So please stay tuned as we move forward and as we go into greater and broader horizons. And we just thank you so much for being here with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And we just thank you so much. With that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements.
All right. Well, again, I say thank you so much. And until, as we leave this place, wherever we are, but never God's presence, may the Lord watch between us where we go and be safe and be blessed on purpose, because it is a choice. Amen. Thank you so much. I love you. Good night.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.